Hello and welcome. On this special episode of Stories Told by Friends, I share the pilot episode of a new podcast that's in development. The show is called Let's Get Crafty, and it's the brainchild of young Leo Pankratz of Winnipeg. So I'm very pleased to be able to bring you this first episode. I hope you enjoy it. Hey there! Let's get crafty! This is the very first episode of a new podcast created by Leo Pankratz. He's a crafty kid, and on this show, he and his guests talk crafts. For this first episode, Leo recruited yours truly, Dave Dirksen, to help interview his grandmother, my sister, and to discuss the value of getting crafty. Ready? Okay. Let's get crafty. Hey, Leo.
Hey, Uncle Duke.
Nice to see you.
Nice to see you too.
I'm pretty excited about this Let's Get Crafty project. How about you?
Me too.
Yeah. It couldn't be more exciting today, hey, with our guest today?
Yeah.
It's the perfect way to start. It's the
perfect way, yeah.
Yeah. So, perfect way. Who's here?
Kathy!
Who's Kathy?
Rah-Rah Kathy.
For people who aren't part of your family, what does Rah-Rah Kathy mean?
Who is she?
I don't know. No, it's your grandmother.
Yeah, it's my grandmother.
Well, a lot of people call her grandma, but rah-rah.
Yeah.
Right on. So, Kathy, welcome to Let's Get Crafty.
I am so delighted to be here today.
It is incredible.
And happy birthday!
Well, let's get it out of the way right here.
I mean, a better birthday gift, whew, couldn't be.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, we won't ask how old rah-rah Kathy is today, but it's her birthday, so it's very special.
I honestly don't exactly know, but okay.
That's not really important, is it?
No, it's not. No.
I mean, I'd share if you want to know.
I kind of want to know.
Do you?
Yes.
62.
Okay.
All right, 62. That's 62 years of craftiness right there.
Well, if we're being honest, maybe more like 10 years of that have been craftiness.
Hmm.
I started my craftiness a bit on the later side.
Like when Robbie was born?
That's not completely accurate. There was some craftiness, then a lull in craftiness, and now the craftiness has returned.
Yeah,
let's
just talk about your paper flowers first. That's a good subject to start on.
Okay, so we want to jump right into your current craftiness.
Okay, yeah. Current craftiness.
So what would you say your current craftiness is?
Okay, so remember in about March of 2020,
okay,
something happened in the world and everyone had to stay at home.
COVID-19.
Correct. So
I call it COVID-1 because it's the first COVID we've ever had.
So people were at home. I was a little bored. Mm-hmm. So at that point I thought, I'll take up knitting.
Yeah.
So I knitted for a little while, and then I realized that if you knit a sweater, you have to put sleeves on it, and the sleeves take a long time, and I couldn't get them even, so I got rid
of... Well, you did help me with a couple things, my stuffies. You didn't knit
I sewed those
stuffies.
Up, yeah. Yeah. So then I put the knitting aside, and then for some reason, I saw people online, specifically on Instagram.
Okay.
Showing that they were making paper flowers.
Yeah.
And I thought, well, that's very interesting. And I really wondered how people were doing this. So.
You started doing it.
Wow. Can we just back up a little bit?
Yeah.
So do you have a closet full of knitted vests then without sleeves?
Not.
I have one sadly constructed vest. The knitted sweater I made, I wore it once. It was just full of sadness. So I pulled it apart back into a ball of wool. I was really poor at knitting.
Well, you also are pretty good at painting. I would just say that quickly, you know.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
I would say.
So there, yeah, I mean, we
pastels could, and.
Oh, yeah, there are those things, too. That's so, right.
So let's go back to the flowers, and then we'll get to the pastels and the other craftiness.
Yeah.
So the flowers. You investigated, saw people who did this, and it piqued your interest. Were there some big challenges to start with? Like that, it seems, when I look at your flowers, they seem really complicated. It looks like it would be very hard to do.
Yeah.
Was there a real steep learning curve that made you question, kind of like knitting, like whether this was going to be a good thing?
Okay, so here's what I did. I just kept looking... on Instagram. So at first I didn't even really understand how they were making the flowers. So the material is really important. Most people that I noticed were making flowers with crepe paper.
Yeah.
And crepe paper has stretch. So it's like fabric.
Oh.
Right? So
I see.
So you cut out a petal and then you can stretch it. So then the paper gets thinner and thicker. But I had to figure out where to find crepe paper. So that's where I started. And it's tricky. It's really hard. So I ordered some paper. I found some online. But then that didn't really help me too much. And finally, I found a person who did what's called an online tutorial. So they teach you. But she also sold a box of materials specifically for those flowers that she had the tutorial for. So I got this little box of paper and wire and glue, and then I started. And the first flower, if I had the photo.
That would be helpful. It
was a little sad.
Oh, no.
The box contained materials to make six flowers. So each one got better.
Ooh.
Until
today.
Well, no, it wasn't today. It didn't take me this long, like 2 years to make the six flowers.
Oh my God, I didn't know that.
No. Okay. So anyway, it did improve over time. But yes, they are very intricate, and the more you do, the more you realize how many details you can put into the flowers.
No.
Right?
No.
So Leo, can you relate to that? Is there a crafty thing that you've done that was really hard to begin with, and then you got better at it? What's an example? Can you tell us about it?
I don't exactly remember. I was at school, and then we just did this, like, craft. And then it was, like, we had to do, like, three of them for some reason.
Yeah.
And then I did one. It was pretty bad. And then I did another. It was okay. And then the other one was amazing. It's kind of like, well, you know what you're doing more, and then it just pops into your head because you've done it before, and you know what you're doing a little better.
Yeah.
So you can totally relate.
Yeah.
I'm not crafty in the least. That's why I'm here, because I'm the person who's amazed at anyone who's crafty. And so I have never gotten better at something, but you two both have had that experience. That's cool. So you can relate.
Yeah.
And so
I
then
can relate to that.
So then you were in, you had your skills were building, you were off to the races.
And then I started finding other places to order paper. That kind of thing. Sorry, you were going to ask more of a question.
Do you still use kits?
Sometimes I do, because they're fun to get.
That's good.
So then you open up the kit, and there's all the nice stuff in there, and it's all contained.
Like, I feel like that's just a better way to get it. Is it, like, less money?
I don't know if it's less money,
like,
but it's very satisfying,
like,
because then you put it all out on the table, and you're not going, oh... Where's that paper?
Where's that wire?
You're right.
Yeah, whereas if you've got to invent things, you've got to assemble all your own materials,
etc. Yeah.
Right?
I see that, like a Lamborghini. You know, just
sort of like that. Yeah.
Make an old Lamborghini.
Yeah.
What's easier?
I can see where you're going with this. Like, you go from those flowers, like, in, you know, it's all in a kit.
Yeah.
Just like if you're living, you know, in a remote part, and you order a, a kit to build a car.
Yeah.
Like, whereas if you had to just go into your shed,
like,
and pick out all the materials from your garage to try and build a car, it'd be way, way harder. And that's, I think, the same as the flowers.
Yeah, yeah. And I've also had to, like, craft, I've also crafted a necklace out of, like, indigenous tools and different.
Oh.
Yeah, I have in school. Twice, actually. I actually have a carving set at my house right now.
Really?
That I haven't done it because I don't know how.
You know what? I did not know about this. You weren't sharing.
There's so many things that,
There's so many things that I have done that I don't remember because I was so young.
Yeah, you're doing things all the time.
We did this thing where we combined a bunch of different, like, liquids into one thing. And then it kind of, like, turned into elephant toothpaste at the end.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, so many questions out of that. But let's go back to Kathy.
Yeah.
And so the flower producing really took off. And
it really did.
Had lots of people who have been interested in it, and you created for some big events. And so what have been some highlights?
Creating the big arrangement for our mom's memorial service, that was fun.
Yeah.
And the last project I've been working on, I've been working with.
The memorial was sad, but it was also kind of fun making the flowers.
Yes, I think that's a good way to say it. And then I've been helping someone review a course that she's going to release online. So I've made really large, oversized flowers for this course. And then I review it, and then that person works on her course to make it better based on some of the feedback she gets.
Yeah.
So that's fun.
So you photograph your, like, flowers, or you describe the process, or how do you contribute
she
to
has,
that?
She has a review sheet at the end of it, and then specific questions that are the same for each flower. And then you give feedback, and so then she would improve the video instruction based on. And she's got about 20 people reviewing, I think. So I'm just one of them, but it's fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you found a community of people who do this?
Absolutely. It's huge.
Yeah. Really?
Go ahead. I bet you've made a little bit of a family of flower makers.
That is exactly how I would say it. Yes. That's a really good way to describe it.
That's good.
Yeah.
Oh.
And so you've recently been on a hiking trip where you saw incredible wildflowers. Do you take inspiration from nature?
Yeah.
Where do you,
I would say that.
Do you see a flower and then say, I'm going to try and create that?
Like, or? Yeah.
Still now, when I look at wildflowers, they tend to be extremely delicate.
Yes.
And that's still in my brain. I'm not quite sure how to replicate it. So garden flowers, say like a peony or a rose or a hydrangea, those ones are a little easier to replicate because they're more straightforward. With wildflowers, there's often lots of green leafy stuff, and they're fine and they're delicate. So that's something I'd have to really wrap my brain around to figure out how to do that.
Yeah. Wow. Earlier, you brought up the other crafty stuff that Kathy does. No, oh, that yeah. Kathy does. And oh, so, yeah. And you've done them together.
Yes.
What are some other things that you guys have done together that's crafty?
Stamps. Just like, we've made like houses out of just like different stamp bricks and
We have those nice stamp sets.
Yeah, we've made bugs out of different like bug parts of stamp, and
then we had those nice pastels. Remember when we did the pastel work? Yeah. That was really nice.
We made like that sunset. That was
that was fun. Good. And then sometimes we paint in the backyard.
Yes,
and we do what's a technique called wet on wet painting. So we spray the paper first with water and then paint on top of it to see what happens.
Yeah.
That's neat.
It's fun.
What is that like, Leo?
It's fun.
Yeah.
You spray, and then you grab a brush and you like.
And you just put color on wherever you want it.
And this is a fun fact about craftiness.
Yes.
If you draw white crayon and then put different colors of paint over it, it'll actually show. That's a nice fact.
Yeah, that is cool.
Mm-hmm. That's definitely.
That's every section of the show we have our technique hints. So there's
fun
that's our fun fact technique hint for this time. A white crayon, paint over it. It'll be incredible.
I gotta go look at some other ones.
Yeah.
That's good.
That's great. Well, this has been fun.
Yeah.
So fun. Thanks for having me on Let's Get Crafty. I'm pretty excited to be your first guest.
Yeah. It's It's all a present for your birthday. Oh,
no, wow.
Yeah. What a nice present.
And usually I would be in Winnipeg right now, but I'm in a trip to Saskatoon, so yay!
Yeah, we're able to, we're able to record in person this first episode. And so I think
Daphne's
probably
also
what...
here. We're all here one table.
Everybody's
and
here.
And would you like to say hi, Vic?
Hi, everybody.
Vic's been listening in. He's been listening in with rapt attention. He's been fully engaged.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yep, that,
just
that's,
glued
yep.
to the conversation, yep, but not interrupting. I don't know whether Vic being Kathy's husband,
yes,
is, and your grandpa, what do you call him?
Bapa.
Bapa Vic.
Bapa Vic.
And so I don't know if he's crafty. He's crafty with music.
Well, yeah, I would say that.
But...
Well,
next episode, maybe, hey?
Yeah. Should we say maybe when we might do our next episode? Or?
Yeah, so tune in because Let's Get Crafty episodes will be coming out...
Maybe even tomorrow.
Maybe
tomorrow.
Or maybe in quite a while, but don't miss it.
Don't miss it.
And so I think, you know, one of the traditions on Let's Get Crafty, this is only our first episode, but I'm sure we can do it every time.
We get
our guest to sign off with just a final statement about the importance of being crafty.
It's important to be crafty.
That was a good one.
That's the best one. I don't think anyone will ever top that one. It's important to be crafty.
Craft on, crafters.
So, are we going to wrap this up?
Let's wrap it up.
Yeah.
Let's
get
crafty. Well, that was a whole bunch of fun. Hope you enjoyed it. If you have comments, storiestoldbyfriends@gmail.com, send them our way. We'll let you know where you can find future episodes of Let's Get Crafty. The Let's Get Crafty theme music is a tune called Candy Shop by Matt Wigton, as shared on Soundstripe. So that's it for now. See you soon.
I listen to a podcast every day, so I think I know the most of the podcasts.
You're a definite podcast crafter.
Because I listen to the single podcast though every day.
What are some of your favorite podcasts?
6 Minutes, Stories Told by Friends, which is also made by this guy right here, Grunkle Doo. Yeah.
That's right. Yeah, thanks for the plug. That's great. And if you're craving some more podcasts, but you know there aren't enough episodes of Let's Get Crafty, feel free to head over to Stories Told by Friends to hear Leo and his brother Robbie talk about their adventures and misadventures. Exactly. There's a shameless ad right there.
Yep.